Thank you for listening.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and the time is 9:59. Coming up at 10:15 on Flashpoints, former Flashpoints producer Nora Barrows-Friedman speaks about her latest book and trip to the Middle East. Then KJ No gives an update on the Pacific Pivot. At 11 on stage and studio, D-May Roberts presents the final production and tour of Imago Theater's Zuzu. Co-founders and co-artistic directors Jerry Mowad and Carol Triffel reminisce about this beloved show along with longtime performer Pratik Motwani. And at 11:30, Joseph Galavan hosts Art Focus. He interviews Tom Manley, the president of Pacific Northwest College of Art. Thanks, KBOO members, for your support in our membership drive, which ended last night. We are a few thousand dollars short of our goal, so if you missed the drive, please do support us in our end-of-the-year campaign. You can go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. And again, thanks so much to those of you who did support KBOO. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre following this.
KBOO Community Radio and Heartbeat Silent Sound Systems proudly presents Silent Nights 2015, a silent disco and silent auction benefit for KBOO, December 19th, 8 p.m. at Manifestation PDX. This very special silent disco features talented KBOO DJs and MCs. You'll have three channels of danceable jams to choose from, including bluegrass, the Grateful Dead, reggae, afrobeat, world music, hip-hop, funk and soul, electronic dance music, bhangra, and global bass music. There's something for everyone. We'll also feature a silent auction with art from local artists as well. Silent Nights will be on Saturday, December 19th from 8 p.m. to midnight at Manifestation PDX, 2020 Southeast Bush Street in Portland. For more information on the lineup and tickets and more, go to kboo.fm/silentnights2015. That's Silent Nights 2015, a benefit for our community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of BikeCraft, Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th at Bike Farm in Portland. BikeCraft features handmade gifts that support bike culture as well as food, drink, and music. Again, that's BikeCraft, Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th, from 11 to 6 both days at Bike Farm, 1810 Northeast 1st Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm. on the right side of the homepage, under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And today, we're going to be speaking with Sam Husseini with the Institute for Public Accuracy on wholesale and retail terrorism and how the vocabulary that has been chosen to express events that are going on at a rapid pace all around the world. The words themselves in the ignoble tradition of Frank Luntz have been perverted, and their meanings have been shifted strongly towards the right, and in some cases completely changed in order to promote a particular political agenda of hate. That said, We'll also be speaking with Corey Saley. He's with, of course, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And he will be speaking, of course, about what on earth has happened to this country, that we have allowed and even encouraged the hateful rhetoric and the isolationism that now is being trumpeted, no pun intended there, from the highest towers. We'll be trying to reach these guests, and we do have standing by Harvey Wasserman, because these days both Corey and Sam Husseini are very, very busy men. In Stephen Zunis's most recent article, he provides a detailed overview on Hillary Clinton's perspectives on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, addressing her support for Netanyahu's policies, her defense of Israeli war crimes, her backing of Israeli settlements, her criticism of the United Nations, and her campaign to undermine Palestinian moderates. It goes on. Now, Stephen Zunis is an extremely credible and very trustworthy scholar, though, and what he says and writes in this article is true. Nonetheless, there need to be some sort of balance here, because if once again liberals and the Democratic Party bite their own legs off to get out of the trap, we're really doomed. Because believe it or not, this guy Trump is really rolling on. So we do have right now on the line Sam Husseini with the Institute for Public Accuracy. He's had a number of extraordinary pieces out recently, Wholesale and Retail Terror, to note just one. We're very fortunate to have him joining us on the line today. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
I want to just let listeners know that the Institute for Public Accuracy is just an amazing institution. It those who are involved and in producing it are extraordinary individuals. So you've had a number of pieces. What I wanted to talk to you about is what is the piece on wholesale and retail terror and semantics, the way that our language has been in the our language has been jury-rigged to be useful to the extreme right. And the extreme right, of course, as we see all around us, is in a sort of perverted ascendancy these days. Could you talk a little bit about what you mean by wholesale and retail terror?
Yeah, I think that, you know, not just in right-wing, but I think that the rise of the right is sort of, I think, an outgrowth of the way that we use and actually misuse language. For example, we talk about terrorism with the recent shootings in California. I think a lot of people have made the point in terms of, well, why isn't it terrorism when you're talking about a shooting at an abortion clinic and such? That's quite seemly, you know, at a civilian target for a political end. That would seem to be the minimal definition of terrorism. But I think that deeper than that, looking at wholesale terrorism, that is the kind exercised by the U.S. government around the world, in our policies, in our invasions, in our bombing campaigns, in our assassination campaigns, in seven countries Obama has bombed. This isn't a novel idea on my part. I mean, Noam Chomsky and Edward Herman wrote about this at least since the 1980s, this notion that the U.S. government was engaged in wholesale terrorism. I think that it's been a detriment in left or liberal or progressive or whatever you want to call it circles, that mindset hasn't really been exercised, hasn't really permeated the language that's used, because I think it then sets us up for what I think is the mythology that we see in front of us, where the United States pretends now to be reactive to ISIS rather than, in fact, having instigated it in large part by the invasion of Iraq, by the perpetuation of a proxy war for years on end in Syria with devastating results, massive displacement and so on by the U.S. Constant alliance with Saudi Arabia. I mean, the elephant in the room is, we're supposed to be fighting this ideology of extreme Islam that manifests itself with Al-Qaeda and now ISIS. Meanwhile, we're best buddies with our second biggest ally after apartheid state of Israel is the draconian, misogynistic, autocratic regime in Saudi Arabia, and no one gets called on this. And I think that that's part of the rise of what Trump is doing now. He's blaming ordinary Muslims for this.
On that topic, hang on a second.
American Muslims or whatever, and I think that it serves a utility, because then you don't have to examine the U.S.'s aggressiveness in the Middle East or its alliances with extremist regimes like Saudi Arabia. You end up blaming ordinary Muslims, who should be part of the solution. They have an interest in, they're being decent relations between.
Well, they have been 40% of the
Islam and quote unquote the West, and that's ISIS's goal, actually.
Hang on a second.
One of their goals explicitly is getting rid of what they call the gray zone.
We have Corey Saylor with
each camp, and I think that also connects to something else that we're seeing in the media. The mantra for several days now has been. Authorities are unsure of their motives, the shooters in California, but they haven't ruled out terrorism. Well, terrorism is not a motive. Terrorism is a tactic, but they won't say what the motive is, because the motive, if you look at it, is U.S. aggression, combating U.S. aggression in the Middle East, even as convoluted as ISIS is. And a motive is the evisceration of the gray zone, that is not allowing Muslim Americans this breathing space of having a foot in both camps.
Can I just say this? We've got Corey Saylor right now on the line with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, and I wondered, with your permission, if we could bring Corey into the discussion right now, because we have just heard the words from Donald Trump, the idea that a so-called presidential candidate for someone who speaks the language that Donald Trump speaks is just extraordinary. How did we ever get here? And this indeed is what you're talking about when you talk about wholesale and retail terrorism and the impact it has on the one population that we ought to be having a dialogue with. 40% of the terror attacks that have been foiled in this country, that came about because of Muslims working closely with local and state police to stop these attacks from happening. 40% of these potential attacks were stopped by Muslims, ordinary Muslims. Mosques are on the front lines of this fight. Sam, if it's all right with you, may we bring Corey into the discussion at this point?
I can be in for a little bit more.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes, yeah, go ahead. Yes, please.
I assume you're telling Corey to go ahead and not me.
No, you both. Please go ahead, Sam.
Okay.
No, please do go ahead. That's fine. Please do.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that we should be too mystified by what Trump is saying, and that he's galvanizing support. First of all, I think that Trump says a lot of things just simply because he knows that they will resonate with a large degree of the population.
But this is dangerous now. I mean, his popularity is. Possibility of
well, it's been dangerous. We have upwards of a million people dead in Iraq and in Syria. It's been dangerous, and now you're sort of seeing the blowback in terms of refugees, but then more critically in terms of terrorism, retail terrorism that's now being directed at the West. So it's not unforeseen. And I almost have a degree of empathy with Trump's supporters, because given the facts on the table that are presented to them, which are totally false, they're reaching a rational conclusion. The facts that are presented to them are Obama is a pacifist who's constantly trying to make peace with Iran and other Muslim countries, that he's been passive in terms of fighting ISIS. That is a high degree of the refrains from the major media. And those things are totally false. Obama's bombed 7 countries since he's come into office. He's engaged in what Noam Chomsky's called the largest terrorist campaign of all time, his drone assassination program, which kills probably more civilians than it does actual alleged suspects who are executed in any and every country that
we have to stop. We have to stop there. The program is over. We're a little bit over time. There's so much more to talk about. This is an extraordinary article. I'm going to put links there so that the our audience can read this, because it does shed a little bit of light, a little bit of clarity on a situation which has been massively. Has been driven in directions that I do believe are dangerous because of people's gullibility and willingness to believe what they're being told. Corey, my apologies. I will schedule you again, if possible, tomorrow. My deepest apologies. Many thanks for joining us. Sam Husseini is with the Institute for Public Accuracy. We're fortunate to have him as a guest today. Thank you so much for that, Sam. This has been, of course, Air Cascadia for Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and today our engineer is Janet Anderson. Thanks, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand.